alles an.
Whose house? That's the name of my bed.
That's just what I channeled.
Your burp is alive, and it only lasts for as long as the name.
So Allison's dead now.
It's a short life, but well-lived.
She burnt so brightly.
Welcome to day 13 of Wafuckak. Wonderful Wafuckak.
Wonderful Wafuckak to you.
Winter festival of unaffiliated?
Celebration advent calendar.
Is it unaffiliated? I'm going to go with unaffiliated.
We're 13 days in and we still can't remember.
I know.
Even with all the fun activities we've been doing. How was your backwards night?
It was terrifying.
Yep.
I'm definitely buying a new toothbrush. That's for sure. It's on the first thing on my shopping list.
I taught my ass to gargle last night. It's feeling fresh.
What did you gargle?
Listerine.
Oh god, that would have burned.
Yeah, but it's clean. There's no plaque in my ass. No cavities in my ass. Anyway.
Your ass is a giant cavity.
Mine isn't. It's been burned off by Listerine.
Today's episode is sponsored by Listerine. Don't forget to gargle your ass today.
For an ass as fresh as your mouth. Gargle Jesus. Listerine. Do you reckon we get a sponsorship deal?
Oh my god.
Let's speak to the network.
Yeah.
So we've got this big pitch. Big pitch for Listerine.
That ass is fresh as your mouth. Welcome to day 13 of Wafuckak. Merry, a wonderful Wafuckak.
Wonderful Wafuckak.
What's behind door number 13?
Okay, this is a really easy to open one. Bing! Like an elevator.
That was nice.
And run out of door noises.
That was good.
I'm not going to lie. Rob Ford invites the media to a Christmas party at his mom's house and the predictable happens.
Oh, can I try to predict it?
What do you think happened?
Okay, so obviously he was drunk, out of his mind, and people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say he fell over into the Christmas tree, knocking over various ornaments and whatnot as people took photos and videos, and eventually he punched a baby straight in the face.
No.
Did I get the baby part wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. He definitely threw up in a bucket there, right?
No. Well, it's not even his house. He invited everyone to his mother's house, not his.
Oh, right. He wouldn't have a bucket.
Which is weird. So house, big right? party at my mother's house.
Right.
So he told the City Hall press gallery... That they were, so he was in City Hall. He told the press gallery, all the people in the press.
Oh, wow.
They were more than welcome to attend his annual Christmas party at his mother's house.
And he didn't show up.
No, he was
and
there.
And nor did he tell his mother.
So the party had a no recording devices allowed kind of clause. And it was a Diane Ford's massive home in Etobicoke. Is that a nice part of Toronto? I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Sure.
Massive house.
Go with sure.
And it was attended by a pack of journalists as well as Ford's friends and staffers. So there was a journalist called Jonathan Goldsby, and he was eventually kicked out of the party for asking too many questions.
What?
Well, nothing ruins a party like people asking questions.
Right.
Where's the toilet? Get out. Can I have another drink? Fuck off. You're ruining the mood.
No questions allowed. Yeah, that's how
my party's going. And he tweeted from the party that the mayor had personally led reporters on a tour of the house. Points of interest included the mayor's childhood bedroom, which is now an office. Another bedroom belonging to his brother, the one-time kidnapping suspect Randy Ford.
What? Kidnapping suspect?
Yeah, he was suspected of kidnapping.
What the fuck? What? We're just going to gloss over that? What?
So,
I'd like to think that was mentioned, like just as randomly as you said.
He was suspected. He wasn't like. So this is the longest so in the world. I think his brother Randy was involved in some kind of case that was never proven related to
Kidnapping.
Yeah.
Kidnapping.
Getting to kidnapping, but I mean, it's never proven. So
all right, sorry. Back to the Christmas
can't
party.
Can't prove that he kidnapped anyone.
Sorry, so. I went on that boring tangent about suspected kidnapping.
I get kidnapped all the time. I was kidnapped last night.
Right.
The ransom was I don't know, soap. Rob Ford claimed that in the massive backyard, the Tragically Hip had played a concert during their early years as a band. One of the things he claimed.
Right. Okay.
And Diane Ford was given a tour as well. And she talked to reporters about the time her basement flooded and they had to renovate it.
So, great story.
Really good story.
Great times. Yep.
And food was provided by a local Italian restaurant, and there was an open bar complete with liquor, wine, and beer.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah. So there were journalists in his house, no recording devices, and if you ask questions, you get kicked out.
It didn't sound like that bad of a time. I figured this was going to be a disaster.
I guess it's kind of weird, though.
Imagine, it's very weird. Oh, but yeah. Just like, yeah. I was really expecting like this to be ended in like some sort of a disaster. I didn't realize it was kind of like a pleasant tour that ended with an open bar. Like, it sounds like a good time.
It does sound like a good time, but it's
one
also...
One reporter gets kicked out for asking too many questions, which is hilarious.
But it's really strange. Like, why... I always think, why would you do that? Because if you were going to have a party with your friends and just relax in a family home, that's one thing. But why would you invite a bunch of strangers who are actively snooping around trying to find angles and stories about you and your...
To kind of, I don't know, warm them to you so that they don't want to find angles as much because they look at you more friendly, perhaps? But, like, here's some free booze and some food and, like, hey, look, I'm like you. I'm a human.
Maybe, you know? I guess, but don't record anything.
Don't record anything. Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. If you were a reporter, would you go?
I would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would have done was brought a load of really tough friends. So when they tried to kick me out, I got my tough friends with me. You're not going to kick me out. You're too scared.
I like it. Okay, yeah. So if
I don't have any tough friends.
If any politicians out there wish to invite us to a Christmas party at their mom's house,
yeah,
we will go.
I'd love to. I'd love to
fly us out there, and we will come in, and we won't ask questions, and we'll drink all your booze and eat all your food.
Well, so this is the. The golden thing. So Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party.
Who?
Justin Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party, Prime Minister, will go to his house for his birthday on Christmas. That's part one.
Right.
We get an illegal Christmas card off Jugmeet.
Right.
Who's hacked our address.
Yes.
And then we go to a Christmas party.
At Rob Ford's mom's place.
Rob Ford's mom's place.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, yep. This works.
That's good.
Yep.
It's wonderful. Okay, cool. Well, this has been a wonderful episode.
This has been wonderful. What do I have to expect for day 13, night 13 of Wafakak?
Yeah, I dropped. Night 13 is the night of warm smiles.
Aww.
And everyone has to have a warm smile on their face so they get beaten silly.
While they get beaten silly?
No. If you don't have a warm smile at all times, you will get beaten silly.
So if someone doesn't have a warm smile... Somewhat like, is it another family member has to beat them silly, or like a random stranger comes into the house and watches everyone all night to make sure they're all smiling warmly?
The strongest person in the village.
Well, the strong person. So everyone has to get together.
They're on call. They've got a beeper.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so while someone is being,
someone's frowning.
So while they're being beaten silly, everyone else has to stand around and smile warmly watching the beating.
And they have to, they'll stop the beating once the warm smile returns to their face.
Oh.
It's very simple.
Right. Oh, God. Okay, that sounds fun. Okay, thanks for episode 13.
Merry Wafakak.
Merry Wafakak. Wonderful Wafakak.
Wonderful Wafakak. And a happy long year.
We'll see you tomorrow.